This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Thousands of people gathered in Niger's capital on Friday to demonstrate in favor of last month's coup, as regional leaders were considering military intervention to restore civilian rule since the July 26 military ouster of elected President Mohamed Bazoum. Many Nigerians have joined junta-organized rallies to show support for the generals and criticize Western powers and laud Russia, which is vying for influence with the West in the region. Western officials point out that those who do not support the coup likely feel it unsafe to publicly do so. University of Florida African politics professor Leonardo told VOA's International Edition program he thinks a military intervention in Niger is unlikely at this point.
They call for the endorsement of the African Union and for the United Nations Security Council. You know, that's not at all clear that they would get those endorsements. And so I think this is, ECOWAS is saying we stand firm, but it's not at all clear that this means that a military invasion is imminent. There's also domestic politics. In Nigeria, the Senate has made it pretty clear that they're very reluctant to authorize President Tinubu to send Nigerian troops.
Hawaiian officials say the confirmed wildfire death toll in Maui has risen to 67, as it's up from 55. Deputy Director of Maui County Parks and Recreation Shane Dewitt told the Associated Press the devastation was unprecedented.
It's something that we've never seen before. This is going to go down in history as one of the worst disasters ever in Hawaii. I mean, we've lost so much, and it's getting through this is going to be rough, and we're going to do our best to help our community and get through this.